Blog Talk Radio.
Not this morning, but tonight, on October 5th, 2015. This is Eddie the Hat, our show, as you well know, keeping score with Boppy. This is our 2015 Major League Baseball World Series playoff preview. And we're glad that that you're tuning in to listen to us, whether it be live or archived. And hopefully we'll have Big Boppy joining us later on in the show here. But to get us started and to kick things off, we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, how are you tonight?
Doing good. Looking forward to what I think is going to be a great postseason of baseball.
Well, you know, this is the time of year, folks, when I have to admit I get a little burned out with baseball the last week or two. We got the NFL going. We have a great game right now that's going on between the Lions and Seattle. You know, it always gets rejuvenated, the interest with the playoffs. And, of course, we have the one-game playoff tomorrow, which starts, and it should be a great playoff season. Some very interesting matchups. Let's go ahead and take care of a little bit of business, pay some bills before we get started, and let everybody know, remind everybody that normally we are with you on Saturday mornings from 8 to 8:30 a.m. and with our regular Keeping Score with Boppy. But we are with you tonight with our special. And we're brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. Visit our site now and go ahead and get signed up for our Major League Baseball plays. We got the NBA starting soon, folks. Don't miss out on that. Some great pricing is available to you at sportswagers-selections.com. Follow us on Twitter, Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get some free plays to you every day when they are available, or visit the website. And you'll get that same free play. Follow us on Twitter, Eddie the Hat Wins. All right, Hondo, let's go ahead and get started. And let everybody know, I guess what we can say why everybody tunes into the show is if I'm in Vegas, if I got an extra $20 in my pocket, or if you're just a fan, what in the hell are you going to do with it? How can you turn that 20 into several hundred?
Well, I think by nature I'm a contrarian. So when people are jumping all over one team's bandwagon or one person's bandwagon, I tend to kind of shy away from that, because more times than not, that person or that team doesn't come through and doesn't do what everybody's jumping on the bandwagon thinking that it'll do. And this year, I think you have two examples of that. The team, Toronto, everyone thinks Toronto is the favorite to win the World Series, and most people think Toronto will win the World Series. And then you have a person in Jake Arrieta who people think they're just handing the wild card game to Jake Arrieta because he's been so darn hot since the All-Star break in his last 22 starts.
You know, several weeks ago, a couple months ago, I got an email and then a follow-up text from a guy who I know that lives in Vegas. He's very near and dear to the gambling sports world, who unfortunately has to nameless because of what he does in Vegas. But he called me and said, "Hat, there is a ton of money coming in on Toronto." And everybody just, you know, I think you shook your head, I shook my head. I know Boppy, wasn't impressed, and it was like all three of us kind of said, "Why?" And then all of a sudden, a day or two after that, Toronto just kicked it in and went on a huge winning streak, started winning. And I think ever since then, they've been the darlings of the gambling world. So I don't know what they knew, who they knew, but it was whale money, Sharpie money, as we like to call it. And they're right on. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody is thinking that Toronto is going to just kind of walk up the first baseline and get right to the series.
Well, there was a reason why that whale money came in on them. They added the best shortstop, arguably the best shortstop in the game, in Troy Tulowitzki at the trading deadline. And then they added one of the best left-handed pitchers in the game at the deadline, David Price. And that just elevated them. And with that lineup they have now, you have Russell Martin, who hit 23 homers this year, and he's almost an afterthought because he only hit 23. You got Encarnacion, Batista, Josh Donaldson, who's probably going to win the AL MVP award. Those guys have just been mashing the ball. And Batista and Donaldson and Encarnacion for most of the year. And then when they got Tulowitzki and Price, that just added to it. And they have cooled off a little in the last 2 weeks. Who knows? They might have peaked too soon. They haven't been playing as well the last 2 weeks. Maybe it's because they thought they had the division sewn up, which they didn't. But, the Yankees were still within striking distance. But I think the Blue Jays are a much better team than the Yankees, and maybe they knew that. But I don't know. We'll see. They certainly deserve to be favored. But they're vulnerable, like all other 10 teams in the playoffs.
Just as surprising as Toronto is, it's just as surprising on the other end that we had the Nationals, which their wheels certainly fell off. We have Williams that is out of a job today, and he'll be looking. I don't think you're going to see that he's going to be out of baseball too long, as I don't think Ron Washington will be out of the managerial position too much longer. But what in the hell happened to the Nationals, do you think?
Well, they had a lot of injuries. There's no doubt about that. They had a lot of key guys go down. Strasburg was spotty this year because of injuries. Zimmerman didn't have the same year he had last year. Gonzalez the same way. Some of the guys didn't perform as well, and then they had key injuries with Jason Worth, their second baseman. Anthony Rendon was hurt most of the year. They had some excuses, but so did St. Louis. And St. Louis won 100 games. So you can't use injuries as an excuse, but they went from 96 wins last year to no playoffs this year, and it cost Matt Williams his job.
Yeah, it you know, there was some problems I heard today on one of the talking head networks that Matt Williams lost control of his team. I don't know if that's the case, but you know, there's obviously a lot of talk whenever something like that happens. You don't know what the truth is unless you're in the dugout, unless you're in the clubhouse, but something certainly happened. And of course, brawling in the dugout is never a good thing in front of the fans and in front of the media. It's like throwing blood in the water, especially with the media, because no matter what it is, they're going to blow it up and make it into a Days of Our Lives situation. And, you know, so, but yeah, that was surprising. But why don't you go ahead and break down what you think is going to happen? And
let's start in the National League.
Okay.
You have the wild card game Wednesday with the Chicago Cubs at Pittsburgh, PNC Park. And this is one of the most attractive wild card games we've had ever, because you have two very, very good pitchers. You have two teams that if they had been in any other division, they would have won it. They were behind the Cardinals, who won 100 games. Both the Cubs and Pirates were teams that were capable of winning divisions if they hadn't been in the same one as the Cardinals. And then you have, of course, have Jake Arrieta, who's had an historic second half of the year. His last 22 starts, his ERA is something like 0.6, which is just unheard of. Went 22-6 this year, and is just teams not only aren't hitting him, but they're not scoring on him. He's putting up goose eggs everywhere. And then for the Pirates, you have a very good young pitcher in Gerrit Cole, who went 19-8 this year with a 2.6 ERA. And it's going to be low, very low scoring. Cole is very capable of, even if Arrieta throws another gem, of keeping the Pirates close. And if the game is close, going to the 7th, 8th, 9th innings, the Pirates have a much better bullpen, a deeper bullpen than the Cubs. You got Mark Melancon, who had 53 saves this year. You have Tony Watson. You have Joaquin Soria. You have a kid named Caminetta, who had a very good year in their bullpen. So the Pirates, I think, can keep it close. And if they keep it close, and it's, like I said, close going into the late innings, I think the Pirates will pull it off. Everyone's picking the Cubs, but I think the Pirates can pull it off Wednesday.
Well, I just hope that man, Bartman, I hope that they find a way to keep him out of Wrigley Field of course, all kidding aside, but, yeah, you know, the Cubs, they're a team. Whenever I released them, they were a team that always never could score any runs. They're going to have to get past that, and they're going to have to score runs, and they're going to have to support their pitching. That's for sure. So you're picking Pittsburgh.
I'm picking series. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's lost the last two wild card games in 2013 and 14. I just think they're due. They're at home. I think they're going to be very tough to beat on Wednesday. The Cubs certainly have their day coming. I know a lot of people like to pick on the Cubs because they haven't been to the World Series in so long, but people used to like to pick on the Red Sox also because they had the same kind of drought going, and then all of a sudden the Red Sox finally won in 2004, and then, you know, they ended up winning three titles in a 10-year span. So the Cubs are going to have their day. They're a very, very up-and-coming young team, but I think the Pirates are going to get them Wednesday. I think they're going to advance.
All right, and let's go ahead and talk about the rest of the National League.
Well, you got the Dodgers hosting or having the home field edge against the Mets. First game, first two games will be at Dodger Stadium on Friday and Saturday, and you got the Mets' big three of Jacob DeGrom is going to start the first game. And you're going to have Syndergaard pitching in the second game, and Matt Harvey the third game. That's the way they have it lined up right now. And that's a very, very good trio to throw out there in the playoffs. The thing is, the Dodgers, of course, have Kershaw and Greinke to line up in the first two games. And what the Mets got to do the Mets got to win one of those two at Dodger Stadium. If they don't, then I think the series will be over. And Greinke and Kershaw, as great as they are, they're even better at home. So they're going to be tough for the Mets to get that split. But if they can, I think they'll win this. I think they'll beat the Dodgers if they can get the split. The key for the whole series, I think, for the Dodgers is going to be their setup reliever, Chris Hatcher, who we all know the Dodgers' problems in the bullpen the last 2 years in the postseason. Chris Hatcher, the first half of this year, was a disaster. I don't think he ever had an appearance where he didn't give up at least one run. But came back from an injury in, I believe it was early August, mid-August, and in his last 22 appearances, he's had a 1.6 ERA, and Mattingly's going to use him as his main eighth-inning guy. Now, if he can pitch anywhere near the way he's pitched since mid-August, it's going to give the Dodgers a big, big boost in the for their chances, and we'll see. If he doesn't, then we could have 2013 and 14 all over again with the bullpen meltdown. So we'll see. I'm gonna go with the Dodgers in that series, though. Yeah, the Dodgers to win it in four games.
Okay. And who comes out of the National League?
In the other series, it'll be with me picking the Pirates to beat the Cubs in the wild card game. It'll be the Pirates against the Cardinals. Cardinals will have home field edge, so the first two games will be in St. Louis. And, you got the Cardinals, of course, they lost their ace, Wainwright, early in the year. He's back, but he's not going to start. He'll be coming out of the bullpen. And, of course, just a week ago, they lost Carlos Martinez. They're a good young right-handed pitcher. But they still got three good starters they can throw at the Pirates. They got Jaime Garcia. They have Michael Wacha. And they have James Lackey, who has a lot of postseason experience. Of course,
yeah, James Lackey.
Won Game 7 for the Angels way back in 2002. He's had a big year for them. I think a 2.6 ERA this year. He's had a big year for them. So they're wounded without those other two guys, but they're not hurting. And, they got the horse Rosenthal in the bullpen, who had the second most saves in the NL this year behind Melanson. So it's going to be a good series. I think it'll go six or seven games. But I just think with that Pirate bullpen, I love teams with deep bullpens in the playoffs. And I think the Pirates bullpen is the best in the NL. And I'm going to pick the Pirates to come out of the NL and go to the World Series.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the American League. And there was a bomb drop today in the American League. We'll get to that when we come back. This is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have more of our special 2015 Major League Baseball World Series special brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not." Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when
all right, sports fans, we're back with our Major League Baseball special. This is our World Series edition. I am Eddie the Hat, and in the studio we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, C.C. Sabathia dropping a bomb today saying he was going to go into rehab. And I'm going to tell you, as a gambler, I know there's bigger things that go on outside of baseball, and obviously our thoughts go out to CeCe and his family, and you know, get right, get healthy. We all know that's a horrible disease to be fighting, and we hope that he gets the help and everything that he deserves and can come back next year and be productive. But boy, I got to tell you, what a hell of a time to be announcing that.
Well, yeah, you know, he's pitched a little bit better this year than he did last year, but you know, I don't think it's gonna affect the Yankees' chances one way or the other. He was at best their fourth starter, and they'll just have to have somebody step up in his place, whether it's you know, their fifth guy this year, or Nova. Nova might have to now be their number four starter. But, you know, yeah, I echo what you said. He needs – I just hope he gets the help he needs. I respect him a lot for doing this. And he's got to take care of himself and his family first, and that's what he's doing. And hopefully it comes out okay for him.
All right. And what are you looking at the crystal ball as far as the American League goes?
Well, in tomorrow night's wild card game, the Astros at the Yankees, Yankee Stadium. I'm gonna go with the Astros. They have Dallas Keuchel pitching, who is not as good on the road as he was at home. He's got a 3.8 ERA away from Minute Maid Park, so he hasn't been as good at home on the road as he has been at home. But he's also going against Tanaka, who was hurt a good portion of the second half and didn't pitch all that well his last start before the playoffs. And I have some questions about him, and I think the Astros are going to get it done. I think I like Keuchel, and I think that with Harris in the bullpen and then with their closer Gregerson, I think they're going to have enough to overtake the Yankees in that wild card game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that, let's just say, you know, I'm a big fan of Houston tomorrow night, so I'm not going to say any more. As my dad used to say, right now I'm giving a big wink and a nod to everybody that's listening with that game, and enough said. What else do you foresee happening the rest of the way?
Well, most of the people who probably listen to the show know I'm a Ranger fan, and taking off my Ranger-colored glasses for a second, I really truly believe they have a big chance to win that series. I think all the pressure is on the Blue Jays in the first game. They have to win that opener with David Price. If the Rangers somehow can beat David Price in the opener, I think they win the series. But I also think that even if they lose the opener to Price, they'll have Cole Hamels going in game two. And so they have a very good shot in that. And the Rangers need to split in Toronto, much like the Mets need to split at Dodger Stadium in the National League. And I think if the Rangers can get one of the two in Toronto, and I think they have a good shot, especially if Derek Holland pitches in the opener the way he's capable of pitching, he can match Price. And then I think the Rangers have a deeper bullpen. And like I said earlier, I like deep bullpens in the postseason. When you look at the job Tolleson's done all year, only blowing two save opportunities in 38 opportunities. He's 36 for 38. And then when you look at Dyson, the job he's done, Jake Dykstra, and then a big key in that series is going to be Keone Kella. Is he healthy? He's had some elbow issues the second half. They've been very careful with him. General manager John Daniels is optimistic that he'll be able to go in this series, and if he does, he could be the wild card, the deciding factor in the series. I'm gonna pick Texas in five. I think it'll go five, and if it goes five, the Rangers have Cole Hamels for game five, and so we'll see. And the Rangers are 6-1 to win the AL, and 13.5-1 to win the World Series. And I think you're getting good value on the Rangers because they're playing good baseball at the right time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know that I'm a big Derek Holland fan, Keone Kella. The first time he threw, I fell in love with him, and I think he's helped the team immensely. He's probably one of several unsung heroes on that team. And
no, he's their future closer. In
yes.
2 years, 2 or 3 years, he'll be their closer, and he's a future star. In the
but at 13.5 to 1, again, I'm going to give you a wink and a nod here, folks, that is very good value. Don't be afraid to take Texas. All right, what? Who else?
The other series, I'm picking Houston tomorrow, so it'll be Houston against Kansas City in the other ALDS, and I like Kansas City. I think they have too much experience. They're going to draw on what they experienced last year and go into the World Series with Kane and Hosmer and Moustakas, and they've added a key element this year that they didn't have last year, the big bat of Kendrys Morales, who's going to help them. They're going to score enough runs. They're weakened a little bit by not having Holland at the back end of the bullpen. They've moved Wade Davis in as their closer, but I think he's got even better stuff than Holland. And then everyone else just moves up. Kelvin Herrera, who was their seventh-inning guy last year, now becomes their eighth-inning guy, and then they have a couple of other capable guys for the seventh, and Hojbjerg can also pitch, and then Ryan Madsen, who's had a good comeback year for them. So I think they're going to be okay. I think it's going to be Texas against Kansas City in the ALCS. And, you know, I'm a Ranger fan. I don't know. I don't know how that series will go. But I think Texas was having so many hot players, Beltre, Chu, Andrews is playing his best baseball of the year, getting Hamilton healthy. Moreland's had a big year. Prince Fielder. I think the Rangers can pull it off. I'm going to go out and I'm going to pick a Ranger World Series against the Pirates.
Okay. And, you know, again, folks, 13-1, that's really good value. And as Hondo pointed out, if they can get back to Toronto, you know, again, this is the World Series, folks. This is the playoffs. Funny things happen. So many times, especially with baseball, you get unsung heroes. You get these guys who maybe haven't had a great season. All of a sudden, for some reason, they step up and they shine. And I think probably the best example that I can come up with is the 2002 California Angels. Who would in the hell would have thought at the beginning of the year that they were going to win the World Series? They got hot at the right time. Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of ragtag guys. You have a guy now, Scott Spezio, who at the time was a punk rock singer for a band. And, you know, funny things happen. So go with your guts, fans. Folks, and you know, you've got some advice here from a guy, Hondo, who is pretty much devoted his whole life to being a baseball fan. He's given you his thoughts. I've given you a couple of thoughts, but the major thing is to enjoy it. Watch some good baseball. And if you get an opportunity to get down on it, go with your guts and enjoy it, because it won't be long, and we'll be talking about the winner and looking forward to next season. So
right, and I'm gonna go with the Rangers to win the World Series. If they get that far, the American League team has the home field edge this year, so they'll have 4 of the 7 games at Globe Life Park in Texas, which they've had the best home record in baseball the last second half of the year. So I'll go with Texas. You got good value on both. The Rangers 13-1, and Pittsburgh is 9-2 to win the World Series. So you're going to get good value on both of those teams.
Right.
But I'm going to. Texas is hot, and like you said, the best team doesn't always win the World Series. The Angels are a good example, And last year, who thought that would be the Royals and the Giants in the World Series? So, best team usually wins the NBA. Best team usually wins the Super Bowl, but not the World Series.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in to our 2015 Keeping Score with Boppy. This has been our Major League Baseball special. And don't forget, we'll be back with you same time, same place, our normal time slot this upcoming Saturday, the 10th of October. Tune in at 8 a.m. until 8:30, and we'll have some football coverage for you. Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, tonight. Everyone enjoy the postseason.
I keep saying this morning, and but it is this evening. And we'll be back next Saturday. Until then, may you get lucky, cash those tickets, and may we see each and every one of you in the cashier's line. Good luck.